Welcome to Church of Stories. Hello, my name is Sister Cat Mama, and this is the service announcement. Beyond telling nuanced, impactful, and inclusive human stories, we are also committed to an unconventional way of documenting and exhibiting history. As we celebrate significant moments in history, it is important to reflect on the stories of the everyday people, the small human stories impacted by our collective history. Goodbye Gold Coast is written by Jowakel J. Kusi and Frikanta Maklo, and directed by Jowakel J. Kusi. Before the show starts, keep up to date with all the incredible works we are doing on www.churchofstories.com and follow our socials at Church of Stories on Instagram and X. This captivating audio drama is set a few hours to the emancipation of the Gold Coast. Excitement and uncertainty about the future are rife. While some believe in the new Ghana, others hold reservations. Goodbye Gold Coast explores the different emotions of a city at the edge of freedom, depicted through the lives of Rose, a young teacher, and her European lover Reginald, as they face a decision as important to them as the birth of a new nation. Enjoy the story.
It's 5th March 1957, the eve of the end of the British Gold Coast and the beginning of Ghana's independence. Hey, tonight, inshallah, hey, we are sucking the breath. Hey, the Union Jack will fly for the last time as the official flag of the old colony as the chiefs and the people prepare for self-governance. Now. Hey, not within the shortest possible time, oh. There's excitement in the capital city. Hey! Whether from Pagao, Axemo, Jalukofo, Kintampo, see, some of us have traveled from all over to help escort the British home. We are hopeful that self-governance will usher in a new era of prosperity for Ghana within the Commonwealth, eh? All eyes are on Accra as the whole world watches the birth of a new nation. This, however, is not the story about Ghana's independence.
This day will never be forgotten, the 6th of March 1956.
Not all is bright and sunny within the city. For some people, independence is simply unnecessary. For others, Kwame Nkrumah is the right fit for leading a country into greener pastures. In the case of Wafaya Okodua Boateng and his niece, Rose Owusu Asante, despite being relatives, they hold views that are They hold different views, full stop.
Wait. What surprises me is she agreeing to give birth with him. She's 22. And what's he? Isn't he older than you?
You people of this book generation, what is age? Are you saying if a rich old man comes to pluck a flower in my garden, I should sack him?
Do you want it very hot?
You see, you can't answer my question. Every day argument. But when the matter is put in front of you plain, then you're asking me if I want my tea hot. Add small water to it. I'm not a white man.
What about sugar?
You know I always take one cube. I'm not like you young people, oh. Eh? Speaking of white men...
We haven't decided on anything yet.
As for me, all I'm saying is that he should do the proper thing very soon. How long have you people known each other? When I met your auntie, in less than a month, I was ready to bring drinks home. Eh? I didn't cry I'm here long, sir.
Things are different now with her boots. That is a very nice shirt, but I think it's too psychedelic for an outdooring.
Things are different now, Ampara. See how you are even monitoring my dressing. So you waited for me to finish ironing the shirt before you told me this.
Don't worry, I'll find something appropriate and iron for you. You sit down and eat, your tea will get cold.
Honestly, Neo too has really tried. Pension baby by this time. especially as the British are about to leave and we don't know how the place is going to be.
What do you mean by you don't know how the place is going to be? Just say that it is Dr. Kwame Nkrumah that you don't like.
A doctor who hasn't even gone to medical school. Doctor, my foot. We are not ready to handle a whole country by ourselves. But small university in America, big English. And then he thinks he knows more than the white man who has made it possible for him to even travel.
When do you think we'll be ready?
What kind of question is that? Eh? What kind of question is that? If the British leave today and they take their almighty pound sterling, how will we survive? Times are hard. So people are using empty stomach to say anything.
Things have not improved since 48. After all the promises they made, they didn't even do half the things they said they would. Whatever they did was for the rich people who can afford to have pension babies.
Oh, so it's jealousy now, eh?
Poopito.
And if you think your fake doctor is coming to give money to the poor, in life, money comes from those who work hard for it. All politicians are liars. At least with the British, we know where we stand. They take and we take.
You still haven't answered my question. When do you think we will be ready? Next year? I get that it looks like Dr. Kwame Nkrumah is in too much of a hurry for some of us. But that is the only way we can get the change we deserve. Within the shortest possible...
Is that not what UGCC was doing and your fake doctor said he could do better? Every day, you young people talk about change. Change this, change that. But no matter how hard the wind blows, it still cannot bend a mountain. So when do you want the change?
We want it now, and we are getting it tonight. Are you coming to the polo grounds to celebrate with us? I cannot wait to hear Dr. Nkrumah's electrifying speech. Ah, his charisma and poise.
Eshe, can you call him Kwame Nkrumah like everyone else? Every day, doctor, doctor, you'll bite your tongue. And no, I will listen to it on BBC Radio.
Good. As for today, whether in the house or on the ground, you will still hear the message. Long live Nkrumah.
I wonder what you have been teaching your children at school. Huh? Raise the volume on the radio, let me hear something proper. Tell Adun to bring my shoes, I'm running late. I don't have your time.
I'm also off anyway. I've already spent too much time arguing with you.
Apun, reg nkwasi asem.
This back and forth between uncle and niece happens quite frequently. The divide is not just in this house. Across the country, families are taking the news in different ways. One common thing with these different perspectives is that everyone is anxious to see how things will proceed. And then there are those that remain unbothered and more interested in very pressing matters, like excursions.
I finished a while ago, Sister Rose. But if I take it in, you ask me to do something else.
The way you've put your hands behind you, I know it's money you are coming to ask for.
Oh, Sister Rose, are you going?
I've told you that if you want something, you must learn to ask properly.
I'm tired.
And so?
I don't want to.
I'm in a hurry. I have to be at school within the hour. Take this and go and buy yourself something else to eat since you say you're tired of tea.
Hey, Sister Rose, what about the money for the excursion? Everybody in my class is going and they say that it's come.
Oh, so that's why you ambushed me. You will talk about it when I get back from work.
That's the same thing that you said last Friday and yesterday. Auntie, today is the last day.
I will talk to your teachers. Don't worry. Adum, you'll make me late for work.
Sister Rose.
What's the problem now?
One of the teachers said that some of the Europeans will be going back to their countries.
Yes, that's true. Because we're going to take over running our country.
Sister Rose. Please, will you go with me?
Don't worry about grown-up problems. Take the shoes in.
Hey, Sister Rose. I want to go to the white man's country too.
Hey, Adum. Have you not finished polishing my shoes? Anka shoemaker can oil shoe no cry anka by now.
Hurry up and send the shoes before he's late for the outdooring. We'll talk when I get back home, okay?
You are now bringing me my shoes. Ordinary shoes you cannot polish. And you are telling me independence now. Because one man thinks he can save the country.
Sorry, Ofa. I was talking to Sister Rose about money for the excursion.
Oh, so your excursion is more important than my shoes, eh?
No.
Hey, anyway, put them down in the corner. Rose changed my dress. These shoes don't even match them. go to my room and look for my brown Italian shoes.
What for Buati?
That's me. Polish my shoes so me too, I can look like a young man.
Oh, but Papa, you can wear it like that. It's just an outdooring.
It's not just an outdooring. This is my friend's pension baby. A miracle, a gift, and an answered
prayer. Can I come with you, Papa?
So that who will stay in the house? You said you won't go to school today, but you want to go to party. Nobody is in the house, so you have to stay at home.
Oh.
Pension babies are indeed miracles. They are living proof that old guns still fire live bullets. As Wafa both prepares to leave for Neo2's pension baby announcement, Rose is in the classroom teaching the next generation about the importance of Dr. Nkrumah's announcement tonight. Why am I even calling him Dr. Nkrumah? Ah, I blame Rose.
In the pendants. All right now, class. Who can tell me what they understand by independence? Raise your hands before answering. Yes, William Quay?
Oh, madam, me?
Is there another William Quay in this class?
Independence. Madam, this one, dear.
Sit down and pay attention. Yes, Dorothy Dokunu, can you tell us what independence is?
Madam, thank you so much for the question. My father said that independence is when the white man leaves and the black man takes over.
Hey, Toli, the white man is not going anywhere. My uncle told me that if the white man goes, Gold Coast will spoil.
That's simply false. My father is part of the CPP and he knows what is going on. Where does your uncle work at?
The CPP. My uncle said it. Confused people's part.
Yes, Hassan, your hand has been up for a long time.
Madam, please, Neil Anko said that if the British go, we will all have to go back to our hometown, especially those of us from the north.
Hey, you can lie, I never said that. Please,
let's be civilized. No speaking vernacular in school.
Hey, Dorothy, who has sent you?
Who told you that, Neil Anko?
Sir Sean, the mathematics teacher.
Write this. Independence refers to the situation whereby a country attains self-governance from colonial authorities.
Hello, madam. Over Aminiji, colonial authorities.
Madam, please, Neil speaking vernacular.
Thank you, Dorothy. To answer Neil and Kwe, when we talk about colonial authorities, we are speaking about people like the British in the Gold Coast and the French in the Ivory Coast. People who do not originate from a place, but seek to control the people of that place. Do you understand now?
Madam, please, where is Ivory Coast?
Ivory Coast is our neighbor to the west.
So, madam, the colonial authorities are white people like Reverend Marcus.
Reverend Marcus is a man of God. He's not a man of authority.
Well, even though Reverend Marcus is a man of God, he still represents colonial interests in Gold Coast. Anyway, the reason I asked about independence is so that you can see the importance of tonight's ceremony. Gold Coast is about to be transformed, and you must all make it your duty to keep abreast with current affairs. Any more questions?
Madam Rose, a question please.
Yes, Dorothy.
Is it true that from tomorrow, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah will be the new leader of our country? Because my father has been saying it at home.
Yes, Dorothy, it is. After tonight, the British governor will no longer be in charge of Gold Coast. It will be fully led by Dr. Kwame Nkrumah and other leaders.
Madam, please, is he a real doctor? We don't check with our doctor, Kitchen.
Dr. Kwame Nkrumah is a doctor of philosophy. So he's not a medical doctor, but he's still a doctor. And if you want to be a doctor when you grow up, you must start sitting up in class. Now, everybody pay attention. The following students should report to Reverend Marcus in the sacristy for missing mass on Sunday. Daniel Kwabna Lawson, Mildred Andofu. Ni Aite Aite. Nana Kwabimpong in Sia II.
I like children. They are a reflection of the adults around them, even if those adults are teachers who should know better. While Rose is trying to calm the excited imaginations of her pupils, other teachers are intentionally doing the opposite.
But where is the lie? If the British are indeed living, then the probability that we all go back to where we came from makes mathematical sense. If you can't see the logic, I don't know how to help you, Miss.
They are children. Don't you think you should be careful how you say what you say?
Don't you think you should be careful? As for that one, it is for you women to do. A man must be firm and truthful. We do not beat about the bush.
This is a very important time in our history. And what you say to these children will determine how they embrace the change.
I don't give a damn about that. Whether Akosi Boni go or Akosi Boni stay, British Accra is not for everybody. You people should all go back to your own towns and develop over there. The white man has given us roads, schools, churches, cars, and hospitals. And now you people think that you can do it by yourself. Okay, if I say 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, and you say 1 plus 1 is equal to 11, go and do it like that in your own town. Leave British Accra alone for those of us that appreciate good things. Do you understand?
Sir Ashaw, I think that you have it all wrong. The people who are fighting for our independence don't come from just one place. Some of them are not even natives of Accra. We have businessmen from the south, market women and youth organizers from other places.
They should go back.
Look, Hanakujo comes from Busia. Gbedema is from Anyako. And Mabel Dove has Sierra Leonean roots.
Mabel Dove, she knows the truth, but has she written it?
What does
you see? You can't even answer. Eh? I'm surprised that you of all people will be supporting this change. Ah! You know that when the Europeans are going, all of them will go, right? All of them. Not even those that have Gold Coast darlings will stay. They will go.
What are you implying, Mr. Ashaw?
You know what I'm talking about. You are not a child. We all heard of you and that man frolicking like a pair of teenagers, swinging left and right. Last year, when that Louis Armstrong played at the Opera Cinema, even if you are unmarried, the way you were throwing yourself at that white man, it was unbecoming of a decent single lady, especially an educated one. Who should know better?
That's enough, Ashaw. I will not tolerate any disrespect. If you continue to toe this line, I'll report you to the head.
So it's Ashaw now? It's not Mr. Ashaw again. Okay. By the way, you should hear what he and the other teachers think of you. You can behave prim and proper, but we all know that infinity multiplied by zero is still zero. Like I say, as for me, I do not beat about the bush. No time to waste.
Is flying. It is early evening and everyone is heading towards the polo grounds. Some people are already camping at the location. This is a significant moment in history that people do not want to miss. Hey, the crowd is diverse, full of spectators, activists, reporters, and representatives of foreign interests. See, in their own way, each group has contributed something to the present moment. And there's a group of people who have done absolutely nothing. But that's the process.
I can't stand him.
Did he really say that?
True. What sort of question is that? Did she not just repeat what the man said verbatim?
There's no need to raise your voice, Margaret.
Don't call me that.
You always encourage people to ask the right questions. But when they do, and it's one you don't have answers to, then you get all worked up.
You see, you even contradicted yourself. You said right questions. If you knew how to ask the right questions, you and your paper would be covering important events. I didn't see you at the ceremonial closing of the British Parliament earlier today. Did you get lost on your way?
A lot is happening at the same time. I don't have time for formal ceremonies and tea with biscuits. I have decided to pursue the human angle of this independence experience. Gold Coast independence means more than you may realize. And I am bent on capturing that through my photographs.
Oh, what are you saying? That I, a journalist who is covering the entire process, does not fully understand the gravity of my country's freedom?
Mm-mm. What I am saying is that for you, this is just about your country's freedom. For some of us, this independence is the flame that many of our freedom fighters so desperately need to ignite our desire for emancipation. To us, Gold Coast represents the hope of an entire continent. Back home in Nigeria, some people don't even believe that we can never be free of colonial rule. That's what I'm trying to change. I think that this is more important than the visit of, what is his name again? The man you're always shamelessly harping on about.
Is he talking about Martin Luther King Jr.?
Yes, so the Martin Luther King Jr. My dear King, you should have seen how handsome he looked today standing as one of the dignitaries at the event. I'm sure if some observers had been present, they would have been jealous.
Ah, me, Olamide Bankole, jealous.
You met Martin Luther King Jr.
Ha, my Emfa, you've had a better day than I did.
Honestly, apart from my dear King, it was just another palm wine meeting with men who love hearing their own voices. What is the future of a country where women are seen and not heard?
I strongly agree, you know. I think that we need to be mindful of how we build our new country. Everyone is expecting us to fail, even some citizens of Gold Coast.
It is all politics to some people. There is bound to be skepticism. Ah, Olamide, why do you even use big grammar like this? Anyway, bear in mind that we are far from finished. This is only the first step. Yes, you have an African prime minister. But if the queen remains the sovereign head, then what is the point?
All this talk is making my throat itch. Olamide, do you have a cigarette?
Ah, you didn't read my mind, oh.
Can I be excused? I need to visit the loo.
Rose, are you decent? I want to come in.
Not with the cigarette.
Oh, don't worry. I didn't even start smoking. I left Olamide outside for a bit.
I'm worried about you.
I'm fine, I'm just nauseous.
This sudden nausea is suspicious. Even your appetite has changed. Have you told him?
I'm not pregnant. I can't be pregnant.
Come off it, Rose. We're not children. You and I know that there's a risk of pregnancy when engaging in some horizontal refreshment.
I intend to tell him tonight. Oh, I think that's him.
As journalists, it will be unprofessional to miss the opening ceremony.
Mm-hmm. I need to be there quickly while the light is still right. Or else my photographs will not come out well. Like some people they wish for.
Bye, guys. Is everything okay?
Hmm. Are you ready for us to leave? Packed everything into your carry-on? This event promises to be a lengthy affair.
You forgot to open the door for me, as you always do. I hope everything is all right, my dear Reginald.
To be frank, Rose, I do not think it is. All this brouhaha about independence, the governor's office sending a memorandum to downsize as soon as possible. I'm at my wit's end. Forgive me for the door. I didn't mean it as a slight.
It's fine.
Which is fine. The independence? Or the downsizing.
La ilaha illallah. This couple's world is about to completely change, and this time, it has nothing to do with independence or Dr. Kwame Nkrumah.
All for you, it is all for you. All for you.
Hey, you remember this number, right?
Stop it, Reginald. You play too much. I begged you to get us tickets for that dance. You didn't think Nkrumah was such a big deal, especially not after he had just been released from prison.
To be fair, he had yet to prove his salt, you know? I'm British, Rose. I only trust a man as far as his handshake. But I have to admit, the way the CPP swept the 51 elections was simply unprecedented. With their leader in prison, too.
Don't joke with my party at all. We always know how to organize the masses. With CPP Hannah and K. Egbedema in the party, all Dr. Kwame Nkrumah had to do was keep strong in prison.
I no longer doubt your party. Forgive me, dear. But by Jove, you look good at that dance. In that satin dress I bought you from my trip back home.
The other time, I was at dinner at a friend's and this number came on. It took me right back to that night. I don't know the lyrics, but it reminds me of us. It's the same dress I'm wearing today. I just had it altered a bit.
Is it really? It must have been by a fancy seamstress because I definitely did not notice.
You men are blind.
If that were true, my dear. Explain how I fell in love with you at first sight.
Fine, you win this one. Reginald.
Hmm?
I thought you said Gold Coast was home.
Pardon?
You just said you bought this dress when you went back home. I thought you said the Gold Coast was home.
Come on, Rose. I mean, yes, Gold Coast has been home for years now. But look around you. The tides have changed. It's a new regime, and I no longer have a place here.
So you've decided to leave?
I hadn't really thought about it. It just feels like the only path I can take.
When were you going to tell me?
Well, I'm telling you now. Please, come with me.
This is my home. Now isn't the time to pack up and leave. You've lived here for almost a decade. Isn't it possible for you to request to stay here longer while we figure things out? In the next decade. A related problem, and one that greatly interests those overseas investors who support the government needs, is that of the support.
Ghana is free forever. And here, I will ask the band to play the Ghana National Anthem.
What is there to figure out? One minute I had a job here, and now I'm being told to return home. One minute I feel welcome, and suddenly I feel... You talk as if this is an easy decision to make, but honestly, I don't see any other sensible option. My love, why will you not just come with me? You always talked about wanting to travel to see where I grew up.
I can't just leave my family behind. Things are done differently here. We're not even married.
We can get married tomorrow, if you are willing.
You know that's not how it works here. There's so many traditions to observe, and that's even taken for granted that I have agreed to marriage.
I made it quite clear that from now on today, we must change our attitudes, our minds. We must realize that.
You already know my stance, Reginald. We've had this conversation. But things are complicated now.
No, not if you come with me. We can start our own family, have a garden full of roses and our small Reginalds. We can even call one or two Kwame and Nkrumah.
You say this as a joke?
We know we are going to have difficult beginnings, But again, I'm relying upon your support.
Undoubtedly, there's bound to be some challenges here and there. No matter how we look at this, my home or your home, both will still be...
I'm pregnant, Reggie.
And my last warning to you is that you ought to stand firm behind us.
I was looking for the right time to tell you. I guess now is as good a time as any.
He can show to the world that he's somebody.
I don't know what to say. A baby? Are you being serious, or is this in jest? How long has it been? What does this mean?
It means we have a child together and we must make a choice.
Ghana, your beloved country is free forever.
The revelation shocks Reginald to the core. Their pregnancy complicates his life in ways he never imagined. Suddenly, a future that already seemed uncertain becomes even more so. How can he reconcile his decision to leave a country that no longer wants him with his desire to start a family with the woman he loves? And Rose, oh, poor Rose. The situation has brought up many emotions and questions that beg answers. Can she bear to leave the dream of independence? Or can she change the mind of a man who has decided to leave? Would she stay even if it meant raising a child by herself? What becomes of the future of the child? The questions hang in the air as the crowd chants cries of victory and freedom. A metaphor for the angst of all gathered here. What does independence truly mean? What does the future hold for a nation that was born only a few minutes ago? But these thoughts do not detract from the sweet, exciting taste of freedom. The flames of change have been ignited in Ghana, and all over Africa. This is the start of something great. We are the genesis of a new age for the African, the emergence of a paradigm shift, a revolution that will shake the world. Woo! Hello, madame. We have just watched the Union Jack be lowered and the new flag of Ghana raised. Please, how do you feel about being present for this historic moment?
Okay, the playground is booming and the place is jamming. This is the place to be. Oh my God.
See you on the dance floor. What about you, my compatriot?
I'm at the loss for words. I was one of the soldiers. We went on march in the 48th, no? They said that we did right. We didn't do any right, though. They said we should give our pension pay, and they were shooting. Now look at us. Hey, we are free. Oh, we are free.
Thank you so much for your service. We would not be here without you. And now let us go to another celebrant over here. Hello, sir. How are you taking this joyous moment?
Take this thing from my face.
What do you say? As you can see, there's a lot of emotions flying about tonight. It is indeed a night for the books. Let's celebrate. Happy Independence!
Goodbye Gold Coast is a Church of Stories production, directed by Joakil J. Kusi, written by Joakil J. Kusi and Fuikan Tamaklo, sound design, edit, and mixed by Joshua Ajiman of The Stub Accra. Executive produced by Church of Stories with support from Africa No Filter. Special thanks to Kitty Palace and Jane Kandu. The voices you heard were Rose, played by Adoma, Reginald, played by Timothy Banks, Wafa Bolt, played by Cyril Alex Goko, Adom, played by Chidikan Tamaklo, Mr. Ashong, played by Chidikan Tamaklo, MFA, played by Kabuki Akiwumi, Olamide, played by Jamal Ibrahim, and the students were played by Maxwell Madugo, Anya Akulaga, Melvin Teria, and Joyce Judith, and narrated by Crystal Kwame Ayi. We'd love to hear from you. Leave your comments and thoughts. Follow us on our socials at Church of Stories on Instagram and X. Keep up to date with all the incredible works we are doing on www.churchofstories.com. This has been a Church of Stories production.